it seemed you were pretty vocal about your position on the whole two-year, four-year term. Do you have any other thoughts that you didn't quite get a chance to say it during the meeting today?
I don't see how. It just doesn't make any sense to me that a person could be elected to a four-year term when they signed up for a two-year term. And I can tell you that even though I do concede that the resolution was worded poorly, as a matter of fact, there was two questions there, not just one, but we also should have put a date. But to me, it was still clear what the intention was, because a person, I don't see how a mayor could be elected when he filed for a two-year term, that he could possibly be elected for a four-year term. So the fact that it said the presidential election, to me, and I think the electorate thought that meant 2024, the next presidential election.
Do you foresee perhaps maybe any repercussions from the commission's decision to?
No, I think that you know, there's three people here that disagreed. One was the mayor, and two were his supporters. They were. There was nobody here to speak against it. I think that the electorate would vote. Well, the electorate voted for it. I think that if you were to ask them again, they'd agree that's what it said, is they expected the mayor to be. They voted for a two-year term for the mayor, and the idea that it said a presidential election, that meant 2024. I'd be willing to bet 80% of people would agree with that, if not more.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Mears.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks, Adam. That's the best solution.